This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12.
Now, David Flynn is the editor of Australian Business Traveller. I recommend you have a look at the website. It's a fantastic website. I love it. I love it. And this week, we're going to talk about a couple of things. One is, thank God Tass is not in the studio right now, about points. And other things, David, you guys did a little bit on, you know, so one of the funny things that happens on the web and that I don't know why you were searching for Virgin flights to Hong Kong, but you came across some links to potential Virgin Australia flights to Hong Kong, which currently they don't exist. And I'm looking at it, I'm going, I mean, I know it's happening, but you came across it. It was pretty weird, wasn't it?
It was. It's proof positive, Mac. You know, nothing escapes the watchful eye of Google. But what happens is Virgin is getting ready to announce flights directly from Australia to Hong Kong. Now, we're hearing this could actually happen this coming week.
Yes.
And the route, many people are tipping it to be Melbourne to Hong Kong, which would be fantastic. There's also a few people speculating Sydney. But as the process for getting ready to launch a new flight, airlines put various timetables and schedules into the booking system. Now, Google has a feature where it actually scans the booking systems and pulls it up. So if you go to Google right now and type in, for example, flights Melbourne Singapore, it will come up with a wonderfully handy list that says, here are all the direct flights between Melbourne and Singapore. It's really good for planning trips. But if you type in flights Melbourne, Hong Kong, it comes up with the usual flights for Cathay and Qantas, but it also is showing these dummy bookings which Virgin has been putting into the system, and the same for Sydney. So the times are all over the place, the flight numbers are all over the place, but, you know, it tells you that something's happening behind the scenes. So, yeah, we're all looking forward to hearing, hopefully this week, as to which city will have those Hong Kong flights. It'll be a great addition to the market, great competition against Virgin and Cathay. And, of course, the timing, too. Do people want overnight flights? Do they want daytime flights?
Yes.
So a lot of interest this week in that.
Well, let me just say that I was speaking to a certain airline executive last night, and I said that I was very excited that there would be flights that I can use points to take, and we'll cover the points in a minute. And he asked me, oh, you know, you want to go to Hong Kong, Macca? And I said, well, actually, I want to go to North Korea. So Australia, Hong Kong, Beijing, Beijing, Pyongyang.
That's how to do it.
Yeah, he thought I was completely and utterly mad.
just don't write you're a journalist on your visa. They don't like journalists.
No.
You've got to be very careful about that.
Yes, I know. So now, you actually put an article up this morning, getting back to points, and we'll know next week where these flights are going to originate to Hong Kong, but you put up an article this morning, and you do this sort of pretty regularly, credit card sign-up deals where new cardholders can earn from 50 to 100,000 frequent flyer points. Now, a lot of people go, look, I don't worry about the points. It's not worth it. You know,
it's worth it.
It's worth it. I know, you know. 100,000 points is actually enough points for an economy return to the US.
Yes, it's a great price. 100,000 points can get you business class one way from Melbourne,
yes,
Sydney, Brisbane to LA.
Yes.
It can get you 10 upgrades from economy to business class between Sydney, Melbourne, Brisbane and Perth.
Yes.
And that's also good because if you don't have frequent flyer status, then that also means you can get into the nice lounge,
yes,
as well. So it's not just about the duration of the flight. It's about that whole on-the-ground experience. You've got priority check-in, priority luggage. So it's worth doing. And the trick is a lot of people always ask about best way to earn lots of frequent flyer points. And, you know, it's not always flying. applying for these credit cards that have really good sign-up bonuses is the best, fastest way to earn lots of frequent flyer points.
Now, I said last week that there was one little thing that I do to gather points, and I can say this, I am a points slut.
You buy things you don't need, Macca.
I don't buy... no, you just be quiet. Now, one thing is, and do you ever order takeaway, David?
Very rarely. My partner designed and installed a wonderful new kitchen last year, so I've been cooking up a storm, so very rarely takeaway. But I know a lot of people who do, so I'm keen to hear this tip.
Okay, so one of the frequent flyer schemes, and I won't name it, but you'll find it, trust me, on their e-store, and both the big Australian frequent flyer schemes have an e-store, you can actually order food through one of the takeaway food aggregators.
Which you choose where you want the food from, and they pick it up and deliver it to you.
And they deliver. So all the restaurants in your area are on there. So when you order this way, you get 2 points per dollar.
Wow!
For your order, if you pay with the right credit card, you get between 1.5 and 2 points per dollar. Now Tass is sitting there yawning and going here, whatever. That's 4 points per dollar, right? You order takeaway for $50
for eating crap food don't need.
You order
some of it's great food. Great from food restaurants.
Yeah, I get this great title anyway. $50 a week. That's 200 points a week, right? That's 10,000 points a year.
It all adds up.
Just for that. The supermarket shopping, whether it's, the big chains, they're both connected with frequent flyer schemes. They have bonuses. And, I can tell you, people think, it's not worth it. I have had that many free international business class flights on points and also hotel points and had free accommodation. 2 weeks in the US, Tass, flew their business class, stayed in great hotels, didn't cost me anything.
Macca ate a lot of Thai takeaway the year before.
I did.
Well, that might explain the circumference.
So that's one way, David, is
it's
that.
It's very true.
The other thing it's is...
You mean about the circumference?
Oh, shut up, Tass. David.
The thing for a lot of people is you have to build this shopping habit into, or the habit of points earning into your regular shopping habit.
Yes.
So like you're doing, if you're ordering takeaway anyway, you might as well go through the Velocity e-store or the Qantas Mall, earn points, and use a good credit card that earns points. If you're shopping at Woolies or Coles, not everyone chooses to, but if you are, you may as well earn points from them. Those airline partner stores we mentioned, the Qantas Mall and the Velocity e-store, they've got partnerships up with David Jones, Saks Fifth Avenue, Nordstrom, Sonoma Williams, Apple. And so instead of going directly to one of those companies' websites to purchase something, you go through the Qantas Mall website or the Velocity e-store website, and it takes in your frequent flyer number. And so the hundreds of dollars you would spend normally, you still spend them, but you earn frequent flyer points. So it's not going out of your way. It's simply saying, I'm going to do what I usually do, but I'm going to be savvy and use this opportunity to earn points, and it all adds up.
And, even if you have a petrol card, some of those petrol cards, you can also swipe your supermarket card, and that converts to points. And people go, I can't be bothered. Oh, you can't be bothered having a free holiday? Because if you think about how much you spend every month, and Tass is too busy doing something stupid on his phone, but if you think about how much money you spend every month, right? David, I even pay my rent.
I'm calculating my points, Macca.
Right? So reality is, if you're spending, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 a month, that can be earning you at least 5,000 points, which is 60,000 a year. If you're using the right card, it might be earning you 100 or 120,000 points a year for nothing.
Exactly. It's big expenses. I mean, you can even, with some cards, you can even pay your tax.
Yes.
And you don't earn a lot. You earn maybe half a point. Half a point or a point at the outside, but getting points for paying your tax, that's a good deal.
I know.
I buy a couple of coffees a day.
Yep.
I simply tap my little card on that, and I've got one card that earns me every transaction under $10, I earn 5 points. So if it's a transaction under 10, like buying a coffee for $3, $4, tap the card,
five points.
I've got points. It all adds up. And this is the thing, people have to treat their frequent flyer points like currency. They are a currency. It's almost like points, frequent flyer points are Australia's de facto currency after the Aussie dollar, but they've got to think the same way that they might not waste money. They should not waste the opportunity to earn frequent flyer points because it all adds up.
And, of course, in using them, the very best use is almost always an upgrade.
That's right.
Short-haul flights, actually paying for the flight with points, it's usually not a good idea. The other thing to watch out for is in those e-stores, there are bonus points from time to time for particular for particular merchants. But the airlines also have either, and I'm not interested in the status credits, that doesn't matter to me, but the bonus points. So, you know, for some flights, particularly some international flights, there might be a 50 or 100% bonus in a particular time frame. And that's to that's because the bookings for that period perhaps aren't as heavy as I would like.
Exactly.
And the reality is that people often, their frequent flyer points, they don't use them. So whilst there's probably, you know, there are billions and billions of points out there that people have accrued, the actual redemption rate is not that high.
And this is another good reason why people should be a bit savvy about using credit cards just to pay for stuff. Because with both the airlines, if you don't add any frequent flyer points to a balance over an 18-month period,
you lose them.
Your account is inactive and you lose those points. So if you only collect frequent flyer points when you fly and then you have a year and a half where you don't fly,
you lose them.
One day you've got 500,000 points. The next day, you've got none. But all it takes is one little bit of shopping, one swipe in the credit card. Few points gets added to your account, and your account's going to sit active for another year. So another good reason to do that.
And the important thing, you know, which is a bit morbid, if you die, they're gone. So, you know,
that can happen. Look, there are cases.
So you can't include them in your estate to pass on to somebody else.
That's right. Yeah, exactly. And there are cases when you can call up the airline, and I know people who have had that done, had the points transferred. I think the thing that would worry me would be, what if you got divorced? Who gets custody of your points? Do you split them down the middle?
I can tell you a funny story about that off air, Dave. look, we have run out of time. We're sorry about that.
Well, it's great talking to you guys about this, especially to follow a points head.
Oh, yes. Yes. Well, Cass thinks it's highly...
And what about a points agnostic?
Oh, points agnostics love to try and convert them, bring them to the faith.
Okay, keep on trying.
Yeah. So,
but it's always great to chat with you.
Yeah, David, thank you. And people should have a look at that article on Australian Business Traveller about points. If you work it properly, and David will absolutely agree with me on this, if you work it properly, you'll really, really benefit. Doesn't matter how much you spend. If you think about it, every single dollar you spend, you want to earn at least 1 point. And if you can get it up to 4 or 6 points per dollar, believe me, you'll be travelling a lot quicker than you think.
Exactly. Good advice. Well said, Macca.
Thank you. David Flynn, editor of Australian Business Traveller.
Listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.